believing church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. James 2:17, just the next verse or two, next chapter, says here from the voice, the same is true with faith. Without actions, faith is useless. By itself, it's as good as dead. Faith without works is dead, right? So he said, now remember we just read there, don't just listen to the word of God. Listening gives you faith. So you've heard the word, you're hearing the word tonight, faith is coming. Right now, faith is coming to you tonight. Amen. But if you don't appropriate what you're hearing tonight, that faith is useless, it's dead. Amen. Faith without corresponding actions is dead. Now when I say works, I'm not talking about work to get into heaven. Work to get healed. Work, no. God said, enter into my rest. Yep. I believe, my work is to believe His word. My work is to believe God's word. That's my work. God has finished His work. He sat down. Jesus is sitting now. He's not working anymore to bring me healing. He's worked, finished. And He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And so the only labor that I've got to do, the only work that I've got to do is to work to believe His word. I've got to work to believe the word. The word He said over my life, I've got to believe that I am healed. I've got to believe that I am prosperous. I've got to believe that I'm not in fear. I've got to believe He didn't give me that spirit of fear. I've got to believe I've got a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. There's where the labor comes in. There's where the work comes in. So we're not talking about working to be accepted by God. Galatians 1:6 says, Christ has made us accepted through the beloved, or God has made us accepted through the beloved. I can't be accepted apart from Jesus. I can't work my way into acceptance. Nothing like that. I've been made accepted by Jesus. Amen. So the only work I've got to do, I've got to labor to enter into His rest by believing His word about me. Amen. So when I look into the mirror of God's word, I see myself as He sees me. Amen. Come on. Passion Translation says, so then faith that doesn't involve action is phony. You like that? Faith that doesn't involve action is phony. There are many, many Christians that have phony faith. Because they've heard, they've received, they've got the word, they believe, but they're not stepping out in that faith. They're not speaking. Their words are not corresponding with what the word says. Your words coming out of your mouth has to correspond with what the word in the Bible says about you. Amen. And when someone looks at you and says you're a loser, you've got to say, no, wait a minute. The word says He always causes me to triumph. Yep. You see, you've got to see yourself as triumphant at all times, all occasions, every day. Every night. Can you say amen? Verse 20. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead or useless? I like the Message translation. Listen to this. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands? I like that. You see, many people put truths in their brains. Many people put truth in their brains, but they never put them to use. And that's why faith without the corresponding action or works is dead. You can get all the faith in the world. You can say you believe, you say you believe, you say you believe, but your words are speaking opposite to what you say you believe is a problem. And that reveals where we're at. So we've got to locate ourselves. What am I saying when the chips are down? What am I really saying when there's no money in the bank? What am I really saying when coronavirus comes around? What am I truly saying? What am I thinking? Amen. And so we've got to locate ourselves. Amen. Amen. The only word of God that will do you any good, the only word of God that will do anyone any good is the word that you act upon. I mean, from Genesis to the end of Revelation, it's packed with gold and nuggets, and we've got to mind those words and we've got to live according to that word. It's packed full of life-giving words. The word of God is quick, that's alive, and powerful and sharper than anything. Amen. It cuts and divides asunder. The word of God, the word of God. And that's what he's telling us. He's saying, you've got to have the word in you. You've got to have that faith in you. The word brings the faith. And then you've got to act. You've got to have corresponding actions. And we hear people. You hear people. You hear yourself what you say. Come on. Amen. And so we've got to line up our vision with what God says who we are. The word will work for anybody who works the word. Amen. The word will work for whosoever works that word, the word of God. Amen. There's a picture I've got there. Faith plus works, and you can see all the accolades and all the things you've won. Faith minus works, empty shelf. You see the first shelf over there, manifestation. Oh, look there, he got healed. Oh, look there, he got the finances. Oh, look there, the marriage was restored. Oh, look there, the addictions left. Look at that, even the cat got healed. Look at that. They found the dog, didn't they, Admiral?
Yeah, they did.
You see, his dog was gone for days. How many days?
3 days.
3 days. But they found it, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because we prayed in faith, right? And we said, that's it, and you didn't panic. Look there. Faith plus works. You got your dog back. Right?
Yes.
That's not the one that tried to bite me, is it?
No.
Good, because I'll pray him to get. No, I'm joking. But there, you see that? There's the evidence of your faith. You can see the manifestation of what you've been believing God for. But look on this side. Wow, they got faith, but they didn't have any corresponding actions. What's on that shelf? Nothing. They're waiting for the healing. Nothing. They're waiting for the finances. No manifestation. They're waiting for the peace, the joy. Nothing. Zippo. Why? Because they're not putting corresponding actions to who they are. Remember, in the beginning, we're back to what we were before the fall. God has made us exactly righteous. No more righteous than you are now. You're never going to be more righteous than today, amen? And you know what? Sometimes it's better to take just one scripture and act on that than do nothing else. Some people are doing nothing. Find one scripture on healing or on faith or whatever it is. One scripture and just work on that one and act like it's true. Just find one and act like it's true. Then rather doing absolutely nothing. Find something, make like it's true, and try to live and see what God will do that. Amen? So, we've got to diligently read and study the Word of God. And we've got to get the Word into our spirit man. And then we've got to put it into practice. When we do that, it works. It will work for whatever you're believing Him for.
Amen.
If you're believing for a job, if you're believing for the finances, if you're believing for that, whatever it is, it will work if you do it God's way and see yourself that way. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, here's a picture of God's way to success. Let's see if this is going to come up. There's a success stairs. Learning, training, instructing, practice equals success. All right, on the other side, it says learn, the first one, learning, learn to study and hear the word and faith comes. Number two, training. Train yourself to believe it is God's word.
Amen.
You see, here's what happens. You've got to hear the word. First and foremost, you have to hear the word, the spoken word, the written word. You've got to hear the word. Even if you're reading it, read it loud so you hear it yourself. So you've got to hear the word. Then you have to make a decision. I have to choose to believe. Is this really God's word? Is this really God speaking to me? Come on. A lot of people don't know that. They hear the word. And now you've got to make a decision right there. Is this God's word? Is it really God's word? Right? So you've got to make a choice. Then, once you've discovered that it is, because, listen, what happens is, we know that the Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So I've got to believe that this is the scripture from God. I make a decision in my head. Okay, that is God speaking to me. I got the faith. I heard it. I believe it's God speaking to me. Now I have to make another decision. I've got to choose to believe that word. I choose whether I'm going to believe it or not. Come on. You've got to choose to believe it. There you go. You see that? Learn to study and hear the word, and faith comes. Train yourself to believe it is God's word. Then instruct yourself to choose to believe the word. You say, self, you will believe that. Like David said, spirit, you will worship God. Even though you're down, even though you're going through coronavirus, you will worship God. Even though you lost your job, even though you lost this, you lost that, you will worship God. You've got to instruct yourself. You got to speak to yourself. Do you know you speak to yourself more than anyone speaks to you?
That's right.
Yeah. We do speak to ourselves more than anyone. Then you got to have the corresponding actions. You got to practice and act on that word. In other words, you got to have corresponding actions. So I listen to the word. I read the word. I choose to believe, yes, this is God. Then I say, okay, I'm going to believe what he said now. And then I got to have corresponding actions. And then the next rung is success. That's the way God's chosen it. That's the way we do it. We do it God's way. Stop trying to do it any other way. Because if God's word is true, then God's telling you what to do. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I'm talking about something that I know works. I have lived it in my life. I'm living it. I've proven it in my own life. Some of you that have known me for many years, you've seen it working in our lives. Amen. And we had many times where we could have chosen not to believe it's God's word, not to believe that we have to now speak in the midst of hurricanes and earthquakes and people taking over. We had to speak it. We didn't stop doing that. And so you might say, well, how can I act like the word is so or the word is true? Consider Noah. Think about Noah. Genesis 7. Go with me to Genesis 7. And we're reading from verse 4 out of the New King James. Look what it says here. For after 7 more days, God talking to Moses, to Noah, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. He heard the Lord. The Lord spoke to him. Now listen, he hadn't seen rain. Rain had not been yet. There was mists and things like that, but rain had not happened yet. God says, I'm going to make rain for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. I'm going to cause a rain and wipe out all of the stuff. And then Noah did all that the Lord commanded him to do. So he did what God told him to do. You see, faith with works is success. Faith without works is dead. And so he did what he told him to do.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 South